It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 28th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American band leader and composer Paul Whiteman, born in 1890 in Denver, Colorado. As the leader of one of the most popular dance bands in the country during the 1920s and early 30s, Whiteman produced recordings that were immensely successful, and press notices often referred to him as the King of Jazz. Some of his most popular recordings included Whispering, Valencia, 3 o'clock in the Morning, In a Little Spanish Town, and Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. Paul Whiteman led an unusually large ensemble and explored many styles of music, such as blending symphonic music and jazz, as in his debut of Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. Whiteman conducted many jazz and pop standards during his career, including Mississippi Mud, Wonderful One, Mississippi Sweet, Grand Canyon Sweet, and Travelin' Light. He co-wrote the 1925 jazz classic Flamin' Mamie, and his popularity faded in the swing era of the mid-1930s. By the 40s, he was semi-retired. He experienced a revival, though, and had a comeback in the 1950s with his own network television series, Paul Whiteman's Goodyear Review, which ran for 3 seasons. He also hosted the 1954 ABC talent contest show On the Boardwalk with Paul Whiteman. His place in the early history of jazz is somewhat controversial. Detractors suggest that his ornately orchestrated music was jazz in name only, lacking the genre's improvisational and emotional depth, and co-opted the innovations of black musicians. Defenders note that Whiteman's fondness for jazz was genuine. He worked with black musicians as much as was feasible during an era of racial segregation. In his autobiography, Duke Ellington declared, "Paul Whiteman was known as the King of Jazz, and no one as yet has come near carrying that title with more certainty and dignity than he." Whiteman lived at Walking Horse Farm near the village of Rosemont in Delaware Township in New Jersey from 1938 to 1959. After selling the farm to agriculturalist Lloyd Westcott, Whiteman moved to New Hope, Pennsylvania for his remaining years. He died of a heart attack on December 29, 1967 in Doylestown at age 77. The Paul Whiteman Orchestra introduced many jazz standards in the 1920s, including Hot Lips, which was featured in the Steven Spielberg film The Color Purple. Herb Alpert and Al Hurt were also influenced by the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, particularly the solo work of trumpeter Henry Busey, especially his solo on Rhapsody in Blue. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 28th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.